Young Moments.
We start this week 65 years ago. The BBC's national and regional programme transmitters were closed down. They reckoned it would prevent enemy aircraft from using the regional transmitters as a beacon. In place of all those stations came the one famous Home Service.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news.
BBC Home Service. Here is a special bulletin read by John Snagg.
And this is Albert Liddell reading it.
This is London.
Here is the midnight news.
Times of crisis do prompt broadcasting changes. This week, 17 years ago, we woke up to hear BBC Radio combining to announce one of the biggest news stories of the century.
This is BBC Radio News from London. The death has been announced of Diana, Princess of Wales. She died in hospital in the early hours this morning after a car crash in central Paris. The Queen, the Prince of Wales, and her two sons have been informed of her death.
BBC Radio News from this dramatic week in 97. 1st of September 88 was deemed Radio 1 FM switch-on day in a bid to persuade listeners to move to the new frequencies and away from good old media wave. Bross flew around the country in a helicopter.
It's just terrific scenes out here, a great way for Radio 1 to celebrate the first day of the big stereo switch-on in the North, the Midlands and Scotland. Tonight, really, outside Radio 1, screams, smiles and swoons outside the Radio 1 studios.
Ross Mania hitting central London, and keep listening because Matt, Luke and Craig should be on with Bruno in around an hour's time.
Radio 1 switch-on day this week, 26 years ago. At that stage, 65% of the UK was covered. And this week, 22 years ago, to reinforce the point, Radio 1 adopted a new identity. Just days ago, the Pulse moved into its new building and the doors of Forster Square closed for the very last time. This week, 23 years ago, though, the station adopted its Pulse name, having been Pennine for 17 years.
So if you've just turned your radio on and you wonder what on earth is happening, we are the Pulse, playing all hits all day. It's day one. I'm Elliot Webb. If you have just found us, don't dare leave us, because do you realise you are now part of the UK's newest and most exciting radio station? We'll be telling you how you could become a millionaire in this.
Another time. New name in Manchester this time, this week in 88.
It's time to make radio history. Good morning and welcome to Key 103.
From the heart of Manchester, this is Key 103.
You're in tune with Britain's first 24-hour all-FM radio station.
Key 103. Music, not music.
24 hours a day.
For quality music.
Quality music.
Key 103.
The best of the past, the present and the future. Don't touch that dial. Key 103.
Key 103.
In stereo. Stereo.
The start of 26 years of Key 103. Music, not music. The station had been Piccadilly for just 14 years. It's 20 years this week since regional radio hit the northeast.
Good morning, this is John Morgan on Thursday, the 1st of September. It's 7 a.m. and a star is born.
One of my nightmare memories was that we were launching with new technology, the RCS playout system, which, to be honest, was a complete disaster. Whoever came up with this idea, you wanted shot. It kept going wrong. It was new technology and new computers. And luckily, when you see things in retrospect, at the start of the station at 8 o'clock in the morning, things went okay. But by 5 o'clock, the computers packed up and our two-hour news programme couldn't get to air because nothing would work.
John Myers, or should it be John Morgan, reflecting on those early days of Century? And I reckon if we slip him a few quid, he might just do the rest of that first link for us.
Barbara Streisand and A Star Is Born. A very good morning to you. This is John Morgan and welcome to Century. It really does start today across the northeast. We've got your favourite music.
The launch of Century in the northeast and the start of the Century name this week in 94, later Real and now Heart. Talking of Heart this week, 19 years ago, the brand extended for the first time into London.
This is a test transmission from Heart 106.2, relaying live New York's WPLJ, voted America's number one adult radio station.
5th of September 95, at the start of what was to be called Heart 106.2. A darker day for London broadcasters, though, this week, 21 years ago.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Jonathan Staples. LBC has lost its licence to broadcast to London.
The radio authority, which regulates the country's independent radio network, has decided not to renew LBC's franchise for its two frequencies. David Kermode reports.
The decision was made at a meeting of the radio authority yesterday, but wasn't announced until this morning. The authority isn't obliged to give a reason for deciding LBC shouldn't keep broadcasting on its two frequencies. LBC's chairman, Dame Shirley Porter, who took over earlier this year, is shocked and saddened. She says London will be the loser. The two franchises have been awarded to a rival bidder, London News Radio.
The first LBC given its marching orders this week in 93. London News Radio was to replace it, eventually changing its name back to LBC. Here's one station which has never changed its name. It launched this week 33 years ago. Something's in
the air. 6:10 on The Breakfast Show. It's a hive of activity down here this morning. I wonder if it'll be like this tomorrow morning. Good morning to Steve Anderson, who wrote to me from Sands Lane, home on Spalding Moor. In York, he said he's picking us up loud and clear. In Beverley, Driffield and the outskirts of Hull. And he says also, could I give him...
I didn't think their transmitters actually ever got that far, frankly, but there we go. The launch of Radio Air on the old BBC Leeds frequency this week in 81. Finally, Margaret Hubbell died this week 8 years ago. She'd been in radio for about 30 years, starting out on Luxembourg before the war. She was an early presenter of Woman's Hour, and as she recalls, she spent some happy days as the first presenter of Family Favourites.
On the script it says, BBC passed for security. Even then, we were still censored with every word we said, which was a bit inhibiting, and you'll know what I mean when you hear this script. Hello there. Well, as you've just heard, this is your programme entirely, and the first edition of Family Favourites has been selected from letters we've received from listeners all over Britain.
The wonderful Margaret Hubbell. So, with Signal Radio launching 31 years ago...
From me, John Evington, a very good morning to you, and a warm welcome to this, our first days of broadcasting, Monday, September the 5th.
Sarah Kennedy resigning 4 years ago...
Don't even talk about it.
Real Radio XS replacing Rock in the Northwest 3 years ago...
Hello, Manchester!
Blackburn taking over from Bates on the BBC Top 40 35 years ago...
This week, there are 7 new entries.
And XFM London launching 17 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio.